give them answers
this evening, Father, that they need from you. I pray that everyone will have ears to hear and a heart to receive your word. I pray that they will not be dull of hearing, but they will be sharp and receptive. And I thank you, Father, for your anointing and upon me to minister your word, because without you, I can do nothing. So my total dependence is on you, Lord, this evening. And Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, someone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, what I want you to do right now, turn in your Bibles to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Now, let's go ahead and read. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord." This is verse 1. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Now, we could stop right there and we could count right there for the rest of the service, couldn't we? Amen. Amen. The Lord is good. He always was good, and he always will be good. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. So, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Praise God. His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Read it, verse 2 again. Read it for me. You can jump in if you want to. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. If we've been redeemed, we need to say so. If we've been delivered, we need to say so. Glory be to God. You know what? It's time to do away with "I hope this" and "I hope that" and "I hope so" and let's just go ahead and declare what the word of God says. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who has been redeemed out of hand of the enemy. So if you know you've been redeemed, you need to go ahead and say so. Well, what if I don't feel like it? That doesn't change what the word of God says. What if it don't look like it? That doesn't change a thing. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we need to do more talking. But we need to do more talking about the right thing. Glory be to God. God is good. And I've been redeemed. And I'm saying so. Redeemed from what, Pastor? That's what we're going to talk about. Bless the name of the Lord. So, if you need a subject tonight, it's kind of long, but God has not changed his mind concerning redemption. And he never will. Praise God. Now, right, quick, like, turn backwards. We're still in Psalms. But flip back to the 91st Psalm. I think you see where I'm going here. 91st Psalm. And I'll begin reading at verse 1. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You notice these verses we've been reading here is not doom and gloom. Hallelujah. Read it again. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Look at verse 2. I will say. I will say. I will say. I will say. Well, what is it that I will say? I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. Oh, isn't it good to know he's personal? He's God Almighty. Yes, he is. He's God Almighty, but I can get personal with him. I can declare, and so can you, he is my God. I can say he's my God, you can say he's your God, and all of us be telling the truth. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Oh, notice how personal that is. He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. Amen. In him I will trust. But notice something here. At the beginning of verse 2, it says, I will say. Amen. You ever had something that you had to, everything you needed was there, but it had to be activated. Yes. For example, credit cards. Yes. You know, everything you need is right there. It's yours, but you have to activate it. And so the way we activate what's rightfully ours is by declaring it with our mouths. Hallelujah. No wonder the enemy try to get you to say things, get all of us, to say things that are negative, things that that does not bear any fruit whatsoever, because he knows when we are declaring the word of God, he is in trouble. He is in trouble. He can't kick us around. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want you to understand this evening that we've been redeemed. We have been redeemed. And because we have been redeemed, we need to say so. Amen. Every day, we need to say so. When you're in your house, when you're at work, when you're at Walmart, when you're on the phone, when you're on Facebook, and all the other social medias, I can't keep up with all of them. But what do we need to do? You should never go on Facebook. Come on, name them off to me. There's Facebook. There is Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter. Okay. That's too many for me. But anyway, this is my point. We should never get on there and declare doom and gloom. We need to declare redemption. Amen. Amen. Nobody, say nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody should have to feel sorry for you or for me. But you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I deal with. Didn't we read verse 2, Psalm 91? I would say of the Lord, he is my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. That's all you need, brother. That's all you need, sister. We need to start declaring who God say we are rather than who the devil say we are. The devil tell you you're beat down, tied down, broke, ugly. He keep going. Don't fall for any of that stuff. Because see, I know I'm loved by God himself. But you know what? I'm not the only one. You hear me? I'm not the only one. You are too. You are too. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. We've been redeemed. Now, turn in your Bibles to the book of Galatians. And I'm getting there too. Third chapter. Now, listen to what it says here. I may read beginning at verse 1, but I want to drop down to the 13th verse. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, we know that we have been redeemed from our sins. We've been washed in the blood, in the precious blood of the Lamb. We've been washed in the blood. We have been redeemed. Hallelujah. My sins have been forgiven. My sins have been washed away. Hallelujah. If you're born again, so have yours. Now, I don't know how far I'm going to get with this tonight, but y'all know me. Sometimes I can take one subject and go a month, month and a half, 2 months, have been known to go longer than that. But it's not so much how many subjects you have, it's being productive. You hear me? It's being productive. Because I want you to understand something. I'm not standing before you trying to impress you. Amen. I just want to get the Word of God into you. That is my goal, to minister to you the Word of God. Amen. Tonight, I want to focus on redemption, excuse me, as it relates to health and healing. You still here? Redemption as it relates to health and healing. Now, let me read 13, 14 again, then I'm going to move back up to verse 1. But I want you to get this. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now let's back up to verse 1. It says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Somebody say, by the hearing of faith. Amen. Glory to God. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you, and look at this. Everybody say, and work miracles.
And work miracles.
And what?
Work miracles.
Work miracles. Hallelujah. Now, miracles can take on many forms. But there are miracle healings. People have been delivered by the working of miracles. Miracles have not ceased. Can I provoke you to have a greater desire for a move of God? Miracles. Miracles. Miracles does a couple of things, maybe more than a couple of things, but certainly one thing, especially healings, miracle healings, they get folks set free. They get them set free from whatever they are bound, however they are bound. But listen to this. Miracles also is an attention getter. Oh, I just believe we something is about to happen. I believe, you hear me? I believe something is about to happen. Are you ready to be a part of it? Sometimes we see the way people act. And we think, my goodness, they can never be saved. We see, hear things they say, and we tend to think they won't be saved. I saw a sign the other day, a picture, actually, it was a picture. Some of you may have seen it too. These folks were marching, and on one of the signs it says, I'm going to hell, and I'm glad about it, something to that effect. That's a terrible thing to be saying and carrying around. But let me tell you something. We have a tendency to think that God could never get that person's attention. Oh, but he can. See, some of these folks that are big and bad, they say they don't believe in God or they hate God, whatever. But you know they face difficulties in their life just like everybody else do. Sometimes they have loved ones that's laying on their deathbed, maybe a child that has some disease or maybe been in an accident. You listening to me? But they hate God. They don't respect God. But they love that child. Or they love that wife. Or they love that husband. But let me tell you something. When a Holy Ghost filled, tongue-talking believer fired up, walk in and say in the name of Jesus, rise, be healed, or lay hands on them and they get delivered. You don't tell me that atheist. You got their attention. You got to understand something, folks. You've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again tonight. Hear me good. God will never, ever, ever, ever be upstaged by the devil. The devil will never, ever, ever have the last word. Even during the tribulation period, he still don't have the last word. But what God looking for is some people that's ready to rise up in the name of Jesus, seeking the face of God. Hungry for the things of God. Say, Lord, if you need somebody, use me. Lord, if you need somebody, use me. Listen, you don't have to be a reverend for God to use you. You don't have to be a bishop for God to use you. You don't have to be an apostle for God to use you. You don't have to be a prophet for God to use you. You don't even have to be an evangelist for God to use you. You don't have to be a pastor for God to use you. Don't even have to be a teacher for God to use you. What God is looking for today is a willing vessel. Can be a housewife. Cooking collards and cornbread. But all of a sudden, God drops this person in their spirit. They put the collards and the cornbread on simmer. And then they go and get the sick healed. You know what, as a pastor, you know what my primary duty is? To mature the saints. Amen. To preach and teach the word of God. Amen. How many sheep we got in here? All right. Some of y'all think that's a trick question. This is not a quick trick. It's not a trick question. How many sheep do we have in here? Glory to God. You know what? You supposed to be out there having babies. Baby sheep. Sheep have sheep. And sometimes it takes miracles. Sometimes it takes healing. Yes. Out there, you're supposed to be reaching the world and then getting them in church so that they can grow and mature in the things of God and then be able to go back and do what you did for them. You still here? See, we're living in a time now where it seems like everybody wants to be a reverend, but nobody wants to be just plain sheep. You don't have to have a handle for God to use you. Oh, let me say that again. You do not have to have a handle for God, in order for God to use you. What God is looking for is a willing vessel. Amen. Hear my Lord, use me. Amen. Yeah, Pastor, but I don't know as much and I don't understand. Use what you got and work on getting more. Amen. Amen. Or work on getting some more. Some of y'all didn't get that, some more. You follow me? Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, when you come in here, I want to get y'all fired up and y'all head out of these doors burning. Amen. I got so fired up. Where was I anyway? three, five. All right. Praise the name of the Lord. So 3:5 says, this is Galatians 3:5. It says, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? It's by the hearing of faith. Hallelujah. Now, look at verse 6. Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, that's us, we're the non-Jews, preach the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. Someone shout hallelujah. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Now listen to this. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident for what? The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The just shall live by faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, you still with me? Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. And then we get back to where I was. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Now, when I say Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, he has redeemed us from our sins, and he has redeemed us from sickness and disease. We've been redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So when things try to attach itself to your body, you need to start declaring who you are in Christ Jesus. You are redeemed from that. You have been redeemed from that. I'm not saying it's not going to try to come, because we're still in the world. These things will try to attach themselves to us. But we got to understand who we are. Who we are in Christ Jesus. Hear me. And there are folks that disagree with this. But that's okay too. We live in a free country. It is not God's will for any of us to be sick. Let me say that again. It is not God's will for any of us to be sick. Sick, listen to me. Sickness was not in God's original plan. There was no sickness in the Garden of Eden. All that stuff came along after the fall. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. Jesus became our sin for us. Jesus became our sickness for us. All that's under the curse. Jesus took it. for us. Y'all listening to me?
Amen.
Jesus took it for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Now, he took our curse for us. And then verse 14 tells us why. That the blessings of Abraham, that the blessings of Abraham. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you believe that sickness is a blessing? It's not. You hear me? Now you say, Pastor, that's kind of deep. No, it's not. Not really. Remember, we just confessed earlier. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Because God is good. Now, he's either good or he's not. And I'm here to declare he is good. According to his word, he is good. Yes, there are folks that have suffered the wrath of God. But that's another whole ball game. During the time of tribulation, there's some folks going to suffer the wrath of God. But you got to understand, God loves you, he loves me, and he wants what's best for us. Therefore, we need to change what we're saying. Because when we are talking contrary to God's will for us, you understand, listen to me. You have more authority and more power than you realize. You hear me? Let me say that again. You have more power and authority than you realize. You have to understand something. We are all created in the image of God and in his likeness. Am I right? I said, am I right?
Amen.
We're created in the image of God and his likeness. So along with that came authority. Remember, God gave authority to Adam, and God put Adam in charge of the earth. Of course, he lost it. That's bad to lose all that just for a bite of forbidden fruit. And that's another whole message I could start right now and start preaching. How folks have lost their families, lost their jobs, lost so much, all because of the bite of forbidden fruit. Amen. Y'all can go preach that if you want to. But you understand. All right, I got to move on. Man, time is just getting away from me. Glory to God. So verse 14 again, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You know what? You ready for this? You are a child of Abraham. Remember, it says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. In Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus?
Yes.
Amen. Then you are a child of Abraham. That means that you are entitled to the blessings of Abraham. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah right there. And you have to understand something. Health and healing is the children's bread. Glory to God. So that's, see, that's the reason the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter, having done all to stand, you stand. The Bible doesn't say give up. But this is what I'm facing, Pastor, and this is what I'm dealing with. Can you show me in the Bible where it says quit and run? No, it tells us to stand. Why? Because there are some things that rightfully belong to us. There are some places that we are supposed to be. Jesus hung on the tree. He hung on the cross so that we could be in a position . That's the reason. Listen, I've got to close. I got some more, but you remember the word of God say, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, and so forth." Remember, it say, "Fight the good fight of faith." Brothers and sisters, listen to me. We need to fight for what's rightfully ours. And you need to begin with your words. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my God. Well, you might be right in the middle of the storm, but God is still God. The wind may be howling on the other side of the wall, but God is still God. I remember my mother. I was just a little child. I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years old. You know, I can remember a good ways back. My wife think I'm lying when I tell her that, but it's really the truth. She told me, "I don't believe you remember that far back, but you'd be surprised, and maybe some of you do too." How many of you can remember a long ways back? Yeah. I remember a long ways back, but I was just a small child. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but we was in the midst. I don't know what it was. Whether it was a tornado, maybe it was a hurricane, because that thing lasted a long time. But I mean, the weather was bad and the wind was howling and it was all kind of noise going on outside. But my mama and me, Cora weren't born yet. I didn't know her. She didn't exist at that time. She did in the mind of God, but not in ours. So, but I remember my mom. See, you don't forget stuff like this. I remember my mother, and you have to understand, she didn't have a whole lot of the Word of God. She wasn't that educated, raised on the farm, hard worker. But I remember my mama getting down on her knees and talking to God through that whole ordeal. I mean, I was scared out of my wits, but mama was praying. Mama was praying. And when this thing was finally over, we looked out the door and there was them big oak trees down all over the place. But guess what? It didn't come near us. Didn't come near us. Praise the name of the Lord. So in the middle of your storm, you need to know who God is, and you need to declare who God is. Glory to God. That's one of the reasons that we make this confession. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my refuge, my God. In Him I will trust. In Him I will trust. Folks, we got to put our eyes back in the Word, and we got to start saying what the Word of God says. Y'all listening to me? I said we got to start saying what the Word of God says. Stop talking about how this ain't working and that ain't working. Start saying what God's Word says. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust through all situations and circumstances. Why? Because I've been redeemed. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Will you do that?